The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker, and the verbal battles rage on. Former President Donald Trump not holding back yesterday while campaigning in Ohio.
Policy, Joe Biden has repeatedly stabbed African-American voters in the back, including by granting millions and millions of work permits taking their jobs. The African-American community, the Hispanic community, are going to be the ones that suffer the most. And you know who else? Unions.
Biden, meanwhile, attending the annual Gridiron Club and Foundation dinner over the weekend. It's the first time during his presidency he has attended one of them. In one of his several digs at his GOP rival, Mr. Trump, the president quipped that of the two presidential candidates, one was mentally unfit, while the other is me. This is SRN News.
Bad decisions limit future options. Make enough bad decisions and you destroy your life. Listen to The Flatline with your host Rick Hughes every Sunday morning at 7:30 here on AM 1280 The Patriot. The Flatline describes a main line of resistance in your soul, built on God's Word. Join us every Sunday for 30 minutes of inspiration, motivation, education, all without manipulation.
The Flatline with Rick Hughes, every Sunday morning at 7:30 here on AM 1280 The Patriot.
Listen to your favorite Patriot hosts and shows like Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and The Nar in all hands free from your smart speaker. You can tune in for the first time by saying Enable the Patriot Minneapolis, and after that, just say Play the Patriot Minneapolis to stream in high quality. Ask your smart speaker to stream us today. We've got some weather for you guys. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a low around 18 degrees. Tomorrow for Monday, we see mostly sunny with a high near 38, and mostly cloudy for Monday night with a low of 32.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air. Live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan, here is The Closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with hour number two of the broadcast we like to call The Closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take your phone calls, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter. Just use hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. And if you'd like to follow the broadcast via live stream, you know, video live stream, yeah, you can do that. Just go to Facebook, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network, and give our page a like or a follow if you haven't done so already. And follow the broadcast via the video live stream. And we also have a comment thread there where you can leave a comment or a question. And as always, we thank you for tuning in. Kind of a overarching theme here that I've been talking about, whether it had to do with last year, the DFL trifecta and the state legislature composed a bill which made it so school law enforcement jurisdictions did not want school resource officers in schools, for fear that if these SROs were to intervene in a violent incident, that a civil lawsuit might be brought against them if they use their restraint techniques. Or I talked about how gun-grabbing politicians, they typically propose gun control that will do nothing to stem the tide of gun violence, which they claim to be so concerned about. And then when a common sense bill, which they claim to want, addresses increasing penalties for those who enact a straw purchase, which is how the Burnsville shooter got his guns, they vote that down. Or as they talked about, now they're, you know, I talked about the last segment, they want to put together a task force addressing, you know, talking about climate change's effect on mental health. You know, and I dare say that people are probably have some mental health issues when talking about climate change, because a lot of these enviro-wackos whose sole goal is just to eliminate capitalism, has nothing to do with the environment, they freak out, you know, regular people. And when you keep telling people, hey, this planet is going to be uninhabitable within a generation, well, hello, young people who are in high school, college age, or just getting out of the workforce, thinking, well, what do I have to look forward to if we're going to be in a planet that's uninhabitable? And then they're like, oh, I wonder why these people are having mental health issues. Let's put together a task force. So there's an overarching theme here about how certain elected officials, when enacting their policies, they make things worse. And when they can no longer live in denial and say, "Ooh, boy, things are pretty bad here. Hey, I'll tell you what should we propose to help mitigate these awful solutions we put forth before? More awful solutions. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea, doesn't it?" And what happened in the city of Minneapolis, I think that can be underscored. This is from Dave Orrick at the Star Tribune. Rideshare giants Uber and Lyft said they will leave Minneapolis on May 1st after the city council voted Thursday to enact a pay raise for drivers. The council voted 10-3 to override Mayor Jacob Frey's veto of the ordinance, which sets drivers' minimum pay for rides in the city starting May 1st. In statements after the vote, Uber said it will, quote, stop operating a transportation network in the entire metro area, including the airport, close quote. And Lyft said it will be, quote, shutting down operations in Minneapolis, close quote. The vote was met with cheers from an organized group of drivers and council members who support the plan, declared it a victory for workers and scoffed at the ride-hailing company's threats. Meanwhile, a forlorn Fry said, "We've got a lot of work to do to prepare for a city without Uber." Fry had pleaded with council members to lower the minimum pay to a level that would significantly boost driver incomes, but still be acceptable to the ride-hailing companies. Thursday's vote means the ordinance will go into effect as is, although the council could change it before May. The council approved the plan last week with a veto-proof majority. Fry vetoed it the next day and called Thursday's special meeting to get the override vote taken care of quickly. Now, if you'll recall, the one and only veto that Governor Tim Walz has put forth in his, I guess he's been governor for just over five years now, was a veto of a bill that provided pay raises and job protections to rideshare drivers. Now, the way it's presented, you know, oh my gosh, how heartless can you be that you don't want these hardworking people to have more protections and higher pay and whatnot? Well, it's just simple supply and demand. I mean, if you're increasing the rates, mileage rates for these drivers, guess what's going to go up? The fares are going to go up, right? I mean, this is simple economics. And if fares get too high, people just aren't going to use these rideshare apps anymore. And hence, that's why you're getting Uber saying they're pulling completely out of the metro area, you know, including the airport. And Lyft said it will be shutting down operations in Minneapolis. Now, A.K. Kamara, he and NASCAR Kelly were on for Jack Tomczak yesterday, and the way A.K. explained it is that Lyft, they'll, you know, if you, say, want to take a Lyft from St. Louis Park into Minneapolis, they'll honor that request, but no Lyft will be picking anybody up in Minneapolis. They'll drop you off there, but they won't pick you up there, okay? I mean, this and the unintended consequences of this, or maybe they're intended. I'll get to that in a little bit. Well, someone had come out and said on Twitter, you know, the entire Twin Cities Metro, because they're losing the access to Uber, you know, taxi rates are going to skyrocket as a result. And this may also cause people, you know, if you can get an Uber into Minneapolis and say you probably have a few too many drinks, more than you intended, well, Uber and Lyft aren't coming into Minneapolis to bring you home or bring you back to wherever. So guess what else that's going to do? That may cause people to, you know, make some bad decisions, or say people, you know, drove in for a night out down in Minneapolis and not intending to drink much. Hey, I'm driving, I'm not going to drink a whole lot, and maybe go beyond what they thought and say, well, I'm okay to drive. And more, and it'll drive up people driving under the influence. I mean, a lot of unintended consequences, and this is the problem when you have legislative bodies that are constantly made up of people who really don't have a whole lot of life experience, i.e. how to run a business or how basic economics works. You know, they just appeal to the emotional aspect of it. You know, and by the way, typically people who drive Ubers and Lyfts, you know, this was never meant to really be anybody's primary source of income. It was a side hustle. It's kind of similar to the minimum wage debate. Well, no one can make a living wage off of, you know, whatever the minimum wage was before, $7, $8, I don't know, I don't even know. It's like, well, that's not what it's meant for. That's not what it's intended for. Okay, these are low-skilled jobs, and they're compensated accordingly. And it was never meant, you know, to be anybody's primary source of income, rather a side hustle, or maybe to supplement, or maybe you're not the primary working person in your household, and therefore you don't need a whole lot of income. So therefore, something like this is easy, and there's a demand for it, and you can stay busy and still make decent living at it. But if you get it to the point where you can no longer, or you have to escalate your fares, well, it's not going to be worth it to people. And my whole thing, you know, and again, this all ties together with a lot of draconian policies that are put forth. Like, for instance, you know, if I were to go downtown Minneapolis, really the only reason I go down there anymore is, you know, I went to the State Theater last year for a concert. And then obviously I'm a big sports fan, so I'll go to Target Field, Target Center, or U.S. Bank Stadium. And I like to Uber down there because I don't like to park in a secluded parking garage, especially when I'm all by myself, because guess what? I can't conceal carry, right? Because U.S. Bank Stadium and Target Field, Target Center, they're posted. Can't carry a firearm there. And again, I feel pretty safe going into a sports venue, but walking about downtown to a parking ramp to my vehicle, okay, I don't necessarily want to take that risk. You can call me paranoid or whatever else, and that's fine. But that was mitigated because I would take an Uber there. Anytime I've gone to downtown Minneapolis since the pandemic, I've taken an Uber down there because it's convenient. It'll drop me off right where I need to go, and then I can hang out amongst a big crowd after whatever event I'm attending is over and hop on my Uber back to wherever my destination was, wherever I parked my car. And now that's gone. So, you know, I dare say there may be a good number of folks like myself who say, you know, it's just not worth the risk anymore of going down there. I mean, businesses have already taken it in the shorts down there because a lot of offices in the aftermath of the pandemic realized, you know what, we could save a crap ton of money on not leasing office space because we're finding out our employees are just as productive from home and they enjoy that flexibility. So we're going to kind of maybe pull out of downtown Minneapolis. And so because a lot of businesses don't lease office space down there and a lot of employees are going down there, guess what else they're not doing? They're not patronizing those businesses. And now stuff like this, these moronic, short-sighted policies by the Minneapolis City Council, or as AK called them, clownsel, is going to inhibit them even further. But we kind of see what the end goal probably is. Because someone came out in the aftermath of this decision of Uber and Lyft saying, hey, we're out of here. They're saying, yeah, you know what? I think it's time for a Minneapolis municipal rideshare app, to which DFL Senator Omar Fateh, he's a senator out of Minneapolis. Well, funny you should mention that. Senators Dibble, Marty Hoffman, and myself. Yeah, we're working. We formed a working group last fall brainstorming on a state-run developed rideshare app. Let me read that again. Senators Dibble, Marty Hoffman, and I are formed a working group last fall brainstorming on a state-run developed rideshare app. So when I saw these this collection of drivers rejoicing over the city council overriding Mayor Fry's veto, I'm like, are these people idiots? You basically signed the death warrant of Uber and Lyft being in the city of Minneapolis. Now, instead of what you deem a low rate for you being a driver, you're getting nothing. Well, I would say some progressive senators look at this as a feature, not a bug, because now they can come in with their own government-run solution. Because government running something like health care through MnSure or license renewal fees or license and registration through MnLars, that's worked swimmingly, hasn't it? See, again, this is part of the overarching theme. The government makes policy and creates a bigger mess instead of actually fixing where there wasn't an issue. And so they can come right in. How do they address the mess they've made? With more government. Here, have some more government while you're at it. So you can see where they're going. The people of this ilk, the progressive ilk, they don't want you driving cars. I mean, you ever tried driving some streets in Minneapolis where there are bike lanes and trying to avoid those bike lanes while staying in a lane? But hey, we'll take care of you. We'll take you to and fro. And someone suggested if you have the wrong ESG score, you know, because this is a government-run operation, this municipal rideshare, they can determine whether you can go to and fro anyplace. Well, you kind of been a little too critical of our operation here. We're going to kind of put you in timeout and not let you go to and fro. Now, that may seem far-fetched, but the idea that government torpedoes something in order to come in with their own government-run solution, again, because Senator Fateh flat-out admitted they've been working on this since last fall, they were pretty much seeing this coming. Especially after Governor Walz vetoed that bill last year at the legislative level, city council after new elections, because they had far left progressives now in the city council seats, can pretty much run roughshod over the one to do. I mean, when Mayor Jacob Fry and Governor Tim Walz are voices of reasons on this issue, you know you've pretty much crapped the bed. So this I don't know. This is definitely going to further inhibit businesses in the city of Minneapolis. But what I also know, because of the lack of business acumen in the city council, let's just be frank, they don't really care. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Brad Carlson, the closer, back in mere moments. Go nowhere.
Did you hear Michelle Tafoya interview Al Michaels? What about Bob Costas? Hear her fascinating take on those two and more on the Salem Podcast Network. Hear intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Just say, play the Patriot Minneapolis.
You want to feel important? You want to be part of something bigger? Something that matters and that you can help change things? You want to feel like you belong? We felt that way too. I'm Sergeant First Class Daphne Pierre from Robbinsdale, Minnesota. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Minnesota Army National Guard soldiers. We are people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com/MN to find out more. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
If you have diabetes, listen up. If you have insurance, you can qualify for a continuous glucose monitor. With a CGM, you can continuously track your levels and trends and spend more time in range, significantly lowering your A1C. More importantly, a CGM eliminates the one thing most people with diabetes hate, painful finger sticks. Order your new continuous glucose monitor today. If you use insulin and if you've seen your diabetes care provider within the last 6 months, you may qualify for your own CGM right now. We'll do all the insurance paperwork and deliver your new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost to you. Medicare and most insurances will cover your CGM, so don't wait. Have your insurance handy and call the Aptiva Medical CGM Health Hotline right now.
800-320-2751. 800-320-2751. 800-320-2751. That's 800-320-2751.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Are you looking for a new job? Come to the Egan Job Fair at the Egan Civic Center on Wednesday, March 20th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Multiple industries and employers from around the metro. For more information, find the event on JobsHQ.com. That's JobsHQ.com.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Here to take a phone call, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. And don't forget the live stream of our broadcast. It's up and running at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Again, just go to Facebook, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network, and give our page a like or follow if you haven't done so already. And as always, we thank you for tuning in. I want to get to some national politics. We're in a presidential election year, you know, so I know I spend a good amount of time on the presidential race and whatnot, but this past week there was so much local news that I want to give that its due. But I want to take a transition just for this segment into some national news. Let me just start off by saying no amount of spin is going to convince enough Americans that President Joe Biden is not a feeble man with a poor memory. Basically, that is what he was characterized as when special counsel Robert Hur was interviewing Biden over his mishandling of classified documents, where there's some basically some classified documents found in his old office that he kept when he was vice president, as well as in his home, in his garage in Delaware, right next to his Corvette. You know, there were some videos of Joe Biden pulling his Corvette out of his Delaware garage, and you even had CNN's Jake Tapper saying, so you're telling me there were some classified documents in there? Because I got to tell you, that didn't look like the most secure area to have classified documents. And, of course, we know the whole story. We've talked about it. Special Counsel Hur did indeed indicate that Joe Biden did mishandle classified information, but because he's a elderly man with a poor memory, it really didn't make sense to bring him up on charges, because you know any questioning he would just kind of wilt like a hothouse flower. Well, of course, the media spin on this is, well, there it is, there it is. That shows you how much different than Trump is. Trump's own special Robert Hur, who was he appointed during the Trump administration, special counsel, even he says, even he's not going to indict Joe Biden on mishandling classified documents. We told you it was a popcorn fart. Well, again, like with Hillary Clinton in her mishandling of classified information, that isn't exactly what was said. Like FBI Director James Comey, if you go back to 2016, basically said Hillary Clinton, yeah, there was some negligence there. And whether you agree with him or not, he just said no reasonable prosecutor would bring this case forth, except when you had a 20-something-year-old kid on a Navy submarine taking pictures of inside the submarine for his own personal use that he kept on his cell phone. You know, he was charged, okay, with some sort of crime. But yet Hillary wasn't, for arguably much worse. So John Edwards, way back when, in 2004, when he said there was two Americas, turns out he was right. Not in the way he was thinking, but turns out he was correct. Well, I bring all this back because Special Counsel Robert Hur was brought before Congress this past week. And, of course, the Democrats, really their only tactic to combat this is to try to undermine and destroy the credibility of the special counsel, basically saying, well, you know, Joe Biden does not have a poor memory. He's doing just fine. Because let's be honest, Democrats are downright freaked right now. Because Joe Biden, he gave off the vibe at his State of the Union address that the only way he's dropping out is if someone brings along a rag soaked with ether and a lead pipe. That's the only way you're getting rid of him. That's kind of the vibe he gave off during his State of the Union address. And so because of that, the Democrats need to do all they can to keep him upright, to drag him to the winner's circle. So the only tactic they have left is to try to whitewash the transcript. Because it's like, okay, you don't think Biden has a poor memory? Well, read the transcript. Here is the official transcript of Special Counsel Robert Hur's interview with President Joe Biden. And, of course, a lot of people were pointing out the fact that, well, Special Counsel Hur said he couldn't even remember. Joe Biden was so feeble and forgetful that he couldn't remember when his son died, the year his son died. Well, look at there. He said it right in the transcript. May 30th. Oh, my God. What month did Bo die? Oh, my God, May 30th. Well, there it is. Quad erat demonstratum right there. Except, Bo Biden passed away in the year 2015. The year was not talked about. If you go back to the earlier portion of the transcript, you have Joe Biden saying, this was, well, I don't know. This is what, 2017, 2018 in that area? And Mr. Hur replies with, yes, sir. He says, remember, in this time frame, my son is either been deployed or is dying. Well, sadly, Bo passed away in 2 or 3 years earlier, 2 or 3 years before that. So, no, he didn't remember the year his son died. Now, again, I'm not here to pigpile upon Joe Biden for this particular excerpt, because it's a tragedy when a parent loses a child. I don't care how old the child is. If your child goes before you, it's tragic. Heartbreaking. But this underscores the point. Quit trying to make it out like he's this vibrant guy with his great memory and as sharp as a tack. He's not. Giving him a B-12 shot or whatever he was given to yell for 2 straight hours at the State of the Union address, it was just merely a Band-Aid. And I'll wrap it up with this. Only got a couple minutes left in the segment. Axios, which isn't exactly a right-wing rag, had this excerpt regarding the transcript that was released. Over the course of the 2-day interview, which took place in the immediate aftermath of the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel, Biden repeatedly asked for help remembering certain important dates, and his lawyers frequently stepped in. When did I announce for president in 2019? In 2019, he asked. If it was 2013, when did I stop being vice president? in 2009. Am I still vice president? Trump gets elected in November 2017, Biden asked, before someone noted it was November 2016. And yet you had these leftist networks, MSNBC, CNN in particular, as well as the Washington Post. You even had a member of Congress, Madeleine Price. She's a Democrat congresswoman out of Pennsylvania, basically saying, are you ready to retract your statement that Joe Biden couldn't remember the year that his son died? And all she did was read the part of the transcript where he said, oh, my God, my son died May 30th. Yeah, they were talking within the context of 2017, 2018. Beau Biden passed away in 2015. So Democrats, in an effort to undermine or destroy the credibility of Special Counsel Robert Hur, ended up stepping on proverbial rakes themselves, which is inevitable when you're trying to drag across a feeble old man to the winner's circle. It's just not going to work. Brad Carlson, the closer, back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
My dad says I'm his pride and joy.
My mommy says I was her big surprise.
My mom says I'm her best helper.
I'm adopted. My dad says I was a gift.
That's right, kids. Each of you are a miracle and a blessing from God. Hello, my name is Angie. I work with Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. If you know someone who is pregnant and in need of confidential counseling, including alternatives to abortion or post-abortion assistance, please call Pro-Life Across America at 1-800-366-7773 or check us out online at ProLifeAcrossAmerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible. Please help support our life-saving outreach.
A baby child is being 18 days from conception. Pro-Life Across America,
the billboard people. What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered to truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There are no words to describe it. The isolation. The boredom. The loneliness. If you're wondering where your teenage son or daughter's spirit went, you're hardly alone. The past year has been devastating, especially for them. But here's the good news. They might just find it again, playing high school sports. Workouts that stimulate, teammates and coaches that care, the sense of belonging so many of us have been missing lately. That's what school sports are all about. The sense of achievement is real. And the camaraderie is hard to beat. Coping with uncertainty is difficult, but school sports can help the teenagers in your family start feeling like themselves again. Encourage them to give it a try. High school sports, it's so much more than a game.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. It's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning in. 651-289-4488. That is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter. Just use hashtag NARNshow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. And don't forget the live stream of our broadcast. Yeah, that's up and running at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page where you can do a search. Just go to Facebook, again, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And give our page a like or a follow if you haven't done so already. And feel free to view the broadcast and leave a comment or question in our comment section. as our good friend Wild Wilson has already done a couple of times today. Thanks so much. And see, Kathleen. Kathleen just weighed in. Says never miss your show, but as before, your voice trails off. Sorry about that, Kathleen. Sometimes I get a little animated. I may swing away from the microphone. I apologize for that. I will try to do better, and thank you for the tip. I appreciate it, and thank you for listening. So I want to take a transition here. You know, I talk about how I'm a sports fan, and you know, like I talked about, that's really the only reason I go to Minneapolis anymore. I go for an occasional concert, but I like to go to U.S. Bank Stadium to see the Vikings, or Target Center to see the Timberwolves, or Target Field to see the Twins. And now with this whole Uber and Lyft pulling out of Minneapolis, you know, I don't know how I'm going to get down there regularly, but, you know, I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But I want to talk some Vikings news, because, of course, the big speculation going into this offseason was, will he or won't he? And he being franchise quarterback Kirk Cousins. Because Kirk Cousins was going to be a free agent. The Vikings had an opportunity to re-sign him before the free agency period hit last week. And the kind of the prevailing wisdom was it was going to be a little bit too expensive, because Kirk, whenever he gets a contract extension, he always wants market value and wants a lot of guaranteed money, which in the NFL, not typically contracts are not fully guaranteed. And given the Vikings have been kind of in salary cap purgatory the past few years, it's been really hard to build a Super Bowl roster around their quarterback, because he takes up a good amount of the salary cap. And so my thing was, you know what, I think he's probably gone. I predict he's going to be gone. And while, you know, I like Kirk personally, a good, upstanding man of faith. I mean, he actually won Super Bowl Sunday. I'm trying to think, it was Super Bowl Sunday. I think it was the Super Bowl of the Bucks Chiefs a few years ago, I believe. He spoke to our church. Of course, he did it via video call, because back then, you know, in early 2021, we were still in the midst of the pandemic. So it was a talk given via video. Online video where he spoke with our pastor, gave a great message. You know, talked about his how important faith was in his life. And if you've never watched the Netflix series Quarterback, you're missing out. If you're a sports fan, particularly an NFL fan, check out the Netflix series Quarterback. Pat Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and Marcus Mariota were the featured quarterbacks here, and of course that took place during the season which the Chiefs went to the Super Bowl against the Philadelphia Eagles and ended up winning in exciting fashion. So seeing it from Pat Mahomes' perspective certainly was very intriguing, because this was a Super Bowl winning quarterback. But there I got a whole new respect for Kirk Cousins and everything he went through in his preparation and how banged up he was week in and week out, and still did what he could on Sundays and play at a high level. And he played at a real high level for the Vikings the past couple of years. I always thought that he was basically, his stat line looked impressive, you know, yardage, touchdown passes, and quarterback rating. They were always easily within the top 10. But yet it just seemed like empty calories. It seemed like when it mattered most, he just wasn't getting the job done. Well, long story short, if you're a Vikings fan, you know by now that Cousins signed a four-year deal with the Atlanta Falcons, which was being rumored because his wife Julie's family is from the Atlanta area. And there was a report that the family was looking into homes and schools for the kids, you know, before free agency started. So it was a fait accompli. It became official. And I don't know about you. And again, if there are any Vikings fans out there, I'm genuinely curious. Are you glad Kirk Cousins has moved on? Are you disappointed? What's your general take? 651-289-4488. I know I normally don't talk sports on the station. This might bore some of you stiff, but if there are some Vikings fans out there, I'd like to hear from you. But I think here's my perspective. In the 6 years Cousin was Vikings quarterback, he was certainly an elite quarterback in terms of earning power, because I think he raked in close to $200 million in salary, and each contract he had was fully guaranteed. And like I said, you know, his stats kind of felt like empty calories. And whenever I made that point, it's like, you know, people would always, you know, the pro Cousins people would always say, well, look at the stats he's putting up. Look at the numbers he's putting up. No Vikings quarterback in history has put up these kind of numbers. And that's not really an apples to apples comparison, because the era of Fran Tarkin and Tommy Kramer was a dramatically different era than it is now. But secondly, again, like I said, he wasn't getting it done in crunch time. He had a poor record against teams with winning records. He didn't do well in prime time when his team trailing in the fourth quarter could never lead fourth quarter comebacks. I mean, those are the signatures of the great ones like Joe Montana and Tom Brady and Roger Staubach and Aaron Rodgers and Peyton Manning and Brett Favre. These guys, what they did in crunch time, John Elway, you know, to lead their teams back from a fourth quarter deficit. That's what sets you apart. And Cousins was being paid like one of those guys, but, you know, they weren't winning. And I point to the 2018 season, because you think about it, in 2017, the Vikings got to the NFC title game with a journeyman as their quarterback. Case Keenum was their quarterback most of the year after Sam Bradford got hurt after just a couple of games. And the Vikings did it on the strength of a top-ranked defense. And, of course, they go to the NFC Championship game and get crushed by the Philadelphia Eagles. But they looked at it and said, okay, we have got an elite defense. So now if we can just get a quarterback, because Case Keenum, God bless him, terrific season in 2017, but he was a journeyman his whole career. No one expected him to replicate that kind of season. It would have been borderline irresponsible to expect him to replicate what he did in 2017. So, as a result, the Vikings went out and saw that Kirk Cousins was going to be a free agent, saw the kind of numbers he put up, and said, you know what, if we just get an elite quarterback, which we think Kirk is, that'll put us over the top. Well, that ended up not happening. Here's the thing. In 2018, the Vikings were still a top five defense, and they didn't even make the playoffs. So you go from going to an NFC title game with a journeyman quarterback to the following year, you get that elite quarterback you say you always needed to put you over the top, and you don't even make the playoffs. That's when alarm bells started to go off with me. I heard all of the talking points about Cousins. Well, he doesn't do it in prime time. He only went to the playoffs once in 6 years as a starter with Washington. You know, the guy's just not a winner. He pads his stats. That's about it. There was a reason that Washington traded for Alex Smith after the 2017 season and were willing to let Cousins go in free agency. There was a reason for that. And, you know, that's the thing that the staunchest Cousins supporters always said to me. He says, wow, he never had a full supporting cast. I mean, that offensive line was like Swiss cheese, and that defense, you know, was certainly substandard. Well, again, I point to you to 2018, that first season, that was a top five defense. And they finished 8-7-1. And then in the following three seasons, because of Cousins' exorbitant salary, a lot of defensive guys were having to move on by either ineffectiveness or their salaries were too big. They didn't have money to augment the defense, so the defense progressively got worse. And the Vikings over the next three seasons from 2019 through 2021 went 25-24. And that cost general manager Rick Spielman and head coach Mike Zimmer their jobs. So Kevin O'Connell comes in from the Rams system. You know, he's supposedly this great quarterback whisperer. And guess what? He unlocked something in Kirk Cousins that we hadn't seen before. Cousins had a terrific year in 2022. It wasn't his best year in terms of stats, but he had eight fourth quarter comebacks, something that had been dogging him his entire career. And it's like, look at this. Kevin O'Connell's a miracle worker. He's unlocked something in Kirk Cousins, except the Vikings had the 31st ranked defense in the NFL. There are only 32 teams in the NFL, by the way. The second to worst defense in the NFL in terms of total yardage. That's not conducive to making a Super Bowl run. And, of course, they went one and done in the playoffs. And people defended, well, Cousins, that wasn't Kirk Cousins' fault. He had one of the best games ever. He wasn't sacked once. He didn't turn the ball over once. He had completed 80% of his passes. That's not Cousins' fault they lost. And I agree wholeheartedly. But the problem is that because he takes up so much of the salary cap, the Vikings didn't have the necessary money to go out and make reinforcements to the defense while still keeping Cousins paid handsomely, unless Cousins was willing to take a discount. And that's another criticism I've heard. Well, he wasn't willing to take a hometown discount. He should do what Tom Brady did, take a hometown discount so there can be enough money for everybody else and build a team around him. Well, there's a couple of problems with that. Number one, Kirk Cousins ain't from here. So this idea that he should take a hometown discount is ludicrous. He's not from here. Okay, he was born in Illinois. He then moved to Michigan as a high school kid, played college football at Michigan State, and then played his first some years of his pro career in Washington, D.C., before he came here to Minnesota. And his wife is from the Atlanta area. So a hometown discount never made a lot of sense to me. And secondly, again, that's not an apples-to-apples comparison with Tom Brady. Tom Brady has endorsements up the wazoo. His football earnings were like a fraction of what he was earning with endorsements. Okay, Kirk Cousins doesn't have that kind of marketability. I'm sorry. So that's just nonsense. So I don't begrudge Cousins one iota for maximizing his value. But here's the bottom line. The idea that the Vikings organization was going to commit $100-plus million to a 36-year-old quarterback who just 4 months earlier tore his Achilles tendon, that seems like a stretch to me. So once Cousin moved on via free agency, what did the Vikings do? Suddenly they have this newfound cap space, right? They went and signed three starters to their defense, a defense that went from second to last in 2022 to middle of the road in 2023 with really no significant personnel upgrades. So what does that tell you? Coach Brian Flores, the new defensive coordinator in 23, elevated that defense to the next level. And now you're giving him more weapons on that defense. So now your defense is getting better, and your offense is still solid. They still got a lot of playmakers in offense. They just signed Aaron Jones, Packers running back. That's a good signing. Aaron Jones stays healthy. I get it. He's 30 years old. There's a shelf life on running backs. But if he stays healthy, that is a big-time signing. He and Ty Chandler in that backfield, that's going to be fun to watch. So now the missing piece is the quarterback. I get it, Sam Darnold, he's a one-year bridge quarterback. The goal is to not have him play more than a handful of games in 2024 because you're going to assume the Vikings are going to get their franchise quarterback in this upcoming draft. And now that they acquired a second first-round draft pick, the idea is they can package those two first-round picks and a variety of other future picks to move into the top three and draft that franchise quarterback who you hope is ready within the first couple of months of the season. But if he's not, Sam Darnold is just a bridge. So 2024 is a transitional year with the idea being 2025 and 2026, you're opening that window to make a Super Bowl run. Because with the amount of salary cap space they're projected to have in 2025 and 26, that's going to be compatible, I think, to make a deep run, if indeed you fingered the right guy to be your quarterback. And of course, that's a big if. So, long story short, I am more excited than I've been in a long time being a Vikings fan. I got to tell you, this is as excited I've been, I think, probably since probably when they brought in Brett Favre prior to the 09 season. Okay, I mean, I was optimistic going into some seasons, you know, but I never felt like this could be it. You finally got the coach to help get your quarterback. Think about it. The times they've drafted a quarterback in the first round, how many times have they had a guy that can be legitimately considered a quarterback whisperer, a quarterback guru, a guy who could get the most out of a signal caller? When have they had that? When's the last time they had that? You think about it. They drafted Ponder in 2011. You had Leslie Frazier, a defensive guy, as your head coach. They drafted Teddy Bridgewater in 2014. Well, Mike Zimmer was your head coach, defensive guy. But here you've got a guy who legitimately knows quarterback play. He's been with the best and the worst in his career as far as a coaching. He played alongside Tom Brady, for crying out loud, for a couple of years in New England. So, long story short, I I'm excited about what's coming up, not only in 2024. I expect that to be a transitional year, but then beyond that, that's where the rubber's really going to meet the road. So, boy, if there was ever a historic draft, a transformative draft for this team, it's going to be taking place next month, and I am I'm just pumped for it. So that's all I can say. So appreciate you indulging me, letting me talk sports a little bit. But you know, this is a Minnesota issue. I said I was going to talk local issues. Kirk Cousins leaving the Vikings—that's a Minnesota issue, local issue, right? Even though it doesn't have anything to do with politics. But 651-289-4488. That is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag NARN Show. And don't forget the live stream of our broadcast. It's up and running at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Brad Carlson, the closer, back with one final segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
With the vast majority of media today leaning hard left, it can be tricky to find news that actually shares, let alone defends, a conservative viewpoint. HotAir.com provides analysis and commentary from conservative writers like Ed Morrissey. HotAir.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
It takes teamwork to stay safe on Minnesota roads during the winter. You can help. When you see snowplows at work, slow down. Slower speeds can save lives. Don't crowd the plow and leave plenty of space between yourself and other vehicles. Keep your headlights on to see and be seen. Avoid distractions and always stay alert behind the wheel. This message brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Transportation, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
The Patriot is proud to air the Pledge of Allegiance every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m., brought to you by Furniture Manor of Osseo. If you're a veteran, current service member, or first responder, we would like to honor your service by having you recite the pledge. Please call the Patriot today, and we'll book a time for you to visit our Egan studio. Call 651-289-4410. Listen to Pledge of Allegiance weekdays at 7:30 a.m., brought to you by Furniture Manor of Osseo on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Would you like the option to provide your child with a Christian education, but think it's too expensive? Explore Twin Cities Tuitions, our innovative half-off tuition program, which partners with local Christian pre-K through 12th grade schools, turning the desire for Christian education into a reality for over 150 families in the Twin Cities. Visit TwinCitiesTuitions.com to see participating schools like Holy Spirit Academy, Avail Academy, Liberty Classical Academy, and many more. Go to TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
You can listen to AM 1280 The Patriot on all Amazon Echo devices. Simply ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis, and you'll hear your favorite hosts.
This is Dennis Prager, and thanks for listening to me on your Alexa device.
Best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch then fight.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks for tuning in. 651-289-4488. That's the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag NARN Show. And as always, we thank you for tuning in. As I'm closing out this weekend's edition of Northern Alliance Radio Network programming, you can check out our friend and colleague King Banyan on our sister station, AM 1440, The Biz, for the King Banyan Show, Saturdays 9 to 11 a.m. You can also check out Mitch Berg. He is the headliner edition of the Northern Alliance. Heard Saturdays, 1 to 3 p.m. on these very airwaves, AM 1280 The Patriot, followed immediately by Jack Tomczak. It's the Jack Tomczak Show. Saturdays, 3 to 5 p.m. And me, Brad Carlson, closing out weekends, again, on these very airwaves, AM 1280 The Patriot, Sundays, 1 to 3. And as always, we thank you for tuning in. Hey, you know, I did make a post on the Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page about a week and a half ago. So if you're following our page, you might have gotten the notification, but in case you're not following our page, well, why the heck not? First of all, go to Facebook, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network and follow us along if you haven't done so. And I did post the official Facebook event promoting the Northern Alliance Radio Network's 20th anniversary party. Yeah, Mitch has been talking about having a 10th anniversary soiree for years and years. Well, it turns out we're going to kind of morph the 10th anniversary celebration into the 20th anniversary party. See how that works? So, yeah, if you go to the Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page, just, you know, scroll down to March 7th is when the event was posted. And if you would like to join us, you know, feel free. Let us know that you're coming on out. We'd love to see you. It's going to be taking place at Exchange Food and Drink in New Brighton. So New Brighton is, an ideal location. It's just right between Minneapolis and St. Paul, kind of center of the metro. If you live anywhere in the metropolitan area, I think this is the ideal location because I live up in Ramsey. It probably is maybe a half hour from my place. And if you're down here in Eagan or maybe get a little further, you know, south to like down to Apple Valley, it's probably a half hour from Apple Valley. You know, if you're coming from, say, Stillwater or, you know, Minneapolis, the western suburbs, hey, it's beautifully centrally located. So kudos to Mitch for making this happen, putting the wheels in motion to get us this particular venue. Yeah, Saturday, April 6th at 7 p.m., Exchange Food and Drink. That's where the Northern Alliance Radio Network 20th anniversary party is going to be taking place. And for those of you who have been listening along for any length of time, whether it's been 20 years or 20 minutes, hey, we thank you. From the bottom of our hearts, we thank you, and we want to thank you by having you come out to the party to celebrate this momentous occasion. And, you know, we just love to say hello. Mitch and I and Jack, whenever we go to different Patriot events and listeners come on out, it's always fun to finally match the voice to the names that call in. Or, you know, sometimes people don't just call in. They send direct messages or comment on social media posts, and to get them to meet them in person as well is just as fun. So, again, follow the Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page for information. Again, scroll down to the post March 7th. And if you'd like to come along, let us know you're coming, and we'd love to see you there. So, with that, folks, I've enjoyed it. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Godspeed, my friends. Have yourselves a blessed week.
Open all the doors and let you out into the...
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at PragerTopia.com. This is only available to PragerTopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to PragerTopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Arby's Computer Service.
You and your business are online today more than ever. Most people are working from home and meeting via internet, and that means IT structures are overtaxed and Wi-Fi is humming. An outage in one of your critical systems now could be a fatal blow to your operation. Arby's Computer Service is ready and able to help. Their staff is standing by and prepared to offer assistance. If your business IT system experiences a failure, give Arby's a call. Their professional team of certified computer and networking specialists is experienced in diagnosing and solving a wide range of issues. With Arby's Computer Service on the job, you'll never have to worry about dealing with IT-related issues on your own, whether it's for your personal system or business. Arby's Computer Service knows that internet traffic is surging, and they're available now to help. You'll always get competitive pricing, trustworthy advice, and excellent customer service from Randy and his team at Arby's Computer Service.
Giving your computer problems the boot, Arby's Computer Service.
AM 1280, the pay.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.